Head over to the livestock side. This cattle market's been trading a little bit lower today. They got some caution tied in there to what's been happening with the recent higher prices?
I'm not sure part of the weakness here a little bit is some of the hangover that we're seeing from some of these other markets, like what's going on in the grains. Up until that, when the grains really rolled over, the cattle were okay. But, and even at that, 40 lower on October, 42 lower on the Decembers, I don't think is any real problem. You got some problems with the deferred contracts a little lower because of the break in the corn on last week. And so, I may be lacking perspective a little bit after being gone a week. But as I come back in, I look at the deal and see cash cattle are another 1 to 2 higher. Trading as high as 127.50 in the south. You got trading October cattle now trading at a discount. You got packers up in my area. One of them that's based in Kansas buying cattle and shipping them all the way to Kansas. You got another major that's buying cattle and shipping them to Lexington. You got another major that's buying cattle and shipping them to Greeley. It looks to me like we're sucking out of the supply here, which that there might not be a big supply the rest of the cattle belt. I really, really like the way the cattle market feels. Obviously, demand is going to determine how high we go from here, but I really think we're ready to step into the abyss of a lot tighter numbers myself.
On the hogs, the traders just kind of pulling back the gains of last week?
Yeah, they finally, maybe I have to stay away on vacation. These hogs have been one sick puppy, obviously. So it was nice to see a bounce. I understand that last week there was some chatter that maybe China was starting to talk again about how maybe the best thing that they could do is rather than import corn, et cetera, is just import the finished product, which is pork. And I think that was helpful. We still have a trouble with a sluggish cash market, and we're trading at a premium to that cash market. I think we're making progress with big kills. We need to kill big a couple more weeks, and then I hope we start to see the supply start to dwindle a little bit. I do think there's some hope for the deep deferred hogs, by like next summer. I think you've killed enough sows that it'll get a little better. The short term, we just got to struggle through a little more supply. Susan, I wish it was here today, but it looks like it's going to take just a little bit longer.